This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Been a while since we've, used a certain drop on this show, and so I figured we probably should, since it's been, you know, it seems to be one of the favorites of the show.
Did you consider Brett from Miller?
Did Will Chamberlain or Danny Manning, have they reached out to Wiggins?
You think I'm a damn fool?
And also just wanted to double check that Dan Kilgore is going to practice today.
I'm sick and tired of all this bullshit.
Coach, we appreciate the time. Thanks for joining us.
From the 816, offensive line tags are based on every line position, not just guards. So there you go. Thanks, Coach. We are back. So you gave something to try this weekend, Mr. Fesco. It wasn't anything crazy, but it was college basketball.
It was college basketball. It was that 1-2 game that was going to come on, right? Auburn versus Alabama.
I'm like, great game.
All right, let me see what I can do here. Let me settle in a little bit. A couple minutes early, I turned it on, and there was another game taking place, which always happens in college basketball. Mm-hmm. And it was Fran Fraschilla on the broadcast.
Here's Wright, bounce pass. Ojonwuna gets it to go.
That's called gravity. The gravity of everybody going to right opened up the baseline for Ojonwuna. This is unbelievable.
Griffin, no call as he hit the deck.
Oh, you got to pick that ball up, big guy. Smart play. This is unbelievable, John. I can't believe the way Kansas has collapsed.
I mean, Fran Fraschilla for me is just, it's just nails on a chalkboard, right? I think everybody has those announcers that they feel like are people in their lives, and, you know, your nails on a chalkboard. So I try to stay away. I always feel like when I'm watching a game and Fran's calling the game, I'm being excluded from the game. And what I mean by that is I'm not a diehard college basketball fan. I don't need the diehard information. You got to be more welcoming to your broadcast, which is why I think Dick Vitale, John Madden, guys like that are the best, because everybody feels welcome at the party. You know, with Dick Vitale, you can say whether you like him or not,
back, baby,
that he's back, right? Mm-hmm. And he has been the most important figure in college basketball's history, because he has grown the game more than anybody else has. I mean, that's the ambassador for the game that you want. And the Dipsy Doo Dunkaroos, the PT Piers, all the great stuff that Dick Vitale talks
diaper
about.
Dandies.
The diaper dandies. Like you feel like you're part of the game. You know, he has that emotion, that excitement. He's not there to be the smartest guy in the room. He's just there to entertain and have a good time. And sometimes I feel like Fran is that kind of that, I don't know, that smartest guy in the room. And so having Dick Vitale back on the airwaves is great for college basketball. Him and Bill Walton were my two favorites, because you didn't have to be a diehard to feel like you were part of that game when you were watching it. Bill Walton, I don't know what the hell was going on 90% of the time, but I laughed and I enjoyed it, and I'd watch games with him. Dick Vitale's kind of the same thing. He's a fan that's on the air. He's not too dialed in. And I feel like Fran Fraschilla is like that baseball announcer who goes to the analytics all the time. Like, your job is to be entertaining. Get stories. Meet with the players. Talk to the coaches. Develop storylines and things like that, and not analytics. I think you do analytics because you're just not able to entertain in the way that you need to be when it comes to being an entertainer. And that's what broadcasters are. That's why John Madden, Dick Vitale, Bill Walton, guys like that, that entertain people. Those are the guys I like. And so I gave college basketball a little bit of a shot this weekend, and I got to about halftime, and I'm just like, I'm going to move on. And Jen's like, let's watch Suits. And I'm like, okay, let's go watch Suits and see what it is. But like, I hear Fran Fraschilla and I just kind of go into convulsions almost all of a sudden, because it's not my style of college basketball broadcasting.
I think my favorite is probably Gus Johnson.
Oh, he's great. Yeah.
Like when he announced, now, unfortunately, he does Big Ten basketball.
Him and Joel Klatten football were great.
Yeah. I mean, he's great. And when he does a March Madness tournament, like that opening week or that Thursday.
He hasn't done it in 10 years.
I know, but when he would do it, like that Thursday right. game, I'd be like, okay, where's Gus Johnson going to be calling? And somehow, like, you know how, like, if you are watching professional athletes and let's say they move, like, for instance, go back in time. When they moved Gordon from third base to left field, mm-hmm. you knew in the first inning there was going to be a line drive to left field.
Oh,
like,
yeah,
the ball
right.
will find you. And with Gus Johnson, it seemed like the electrifying game always found Gus.
It did, right?
And it just like the you say the Dipsy Doo Dunkaroo and the Diaper Dandies. Like when you would hear Gus Johnson do football or basketball, and you hear like the line where he's like, down the sideline. You're like, okay, I feel that.
Right.
Like, and I don't even care this game 7-0 in the first quarter.
I'm glad you said that, because for me, the most classic Dick Vitale call of all time is a loud arena, and he's just going, oh! Like just enjoying that moment, like all of us are doing it. He's not trying to be smarter. He's not trying to overshadow the game. He's living the moment on the air. That's what broadcasters need to do. We've gotten into this nerdism of broadcasting where we forget the personal side of it. Baseball's very guilty of this. Baseball used to be great with storytellers and all this kind of stuff, and now everybody's so quick to throw analytics and numbers at you. We're missing the stories that come with baseball. That's why Denny's so good. He hasn't given you an analytic ever, but his stories are great. Having the ability to tell stories is what broadcasting is all about. And hearing Dick Vitale and some of these other guys just celebrate the game is great. And then I hear Fran trying to be smarter than me. I'm like, I'm out.
No, I completely agree. Yeah, it sucks. Yeah, that's why I hate Tony Romo. He's trying to be smarter, trying to tell me what. I don't need to know what the play is. You don't even know who these players are. Like, these guys, Dick Vitale doesn't know who all these players are. That's okay.
That's fine.
That's because I don't either.
Right.
Like, we relate, and you're excited, just like I'm excited when a big three is hit or a dunk or whatever happens. Just that's what we need. We need fans in announcing, and the best of all time are that way. John Madden.
John Madden, he couldn't tell you, you know, I can't remember one thing about the X's and O's of the game. But John Madden, you always remember him circling buckets and how they're going to dump the water and the a-hole and all this kind of stuff that he would talk about all the time. And you're just like, that's what it's about. It's entertaining. It's exciting. It's fun. And then analytics came in and have taken that away. Baseball broadcasters, I'll tell you, the minute you roll out analytics click, it's off for me. I'm not interested in your analytics.
Yeah.
Give me stories about the players. Tell me why Salvi's having a good day or why so-and-so is doing this. Like, I need that. That's what broadcasting is all about. It's not about numbers. It's not about minutia. It's not about statistics. It's about telling the story of the game. And, man, Dick Vitale, even with it, like after a big, and the crowd's going wild. That's great. That's great for college basketball.
I think, and Dick Vitale was at Hooters before John Daly was, by the way, for those of you that want reference in the 90s. Like, he was a big Hooters guy.
Oh, okay.
Hooters.
Yeah.
Check it out. But I think the toughest part we get with color commentators, like Madden and the good ones, is that the great ones know how to be just enough sprinkle of the statistics and more of, like, what you want to hear as a fan. Like, I think that's why it was tough for Brady to start off, because Brady was like, I've got to be the expert. I've got to let them know what they're thinking here and what they're doing. Yes, but I also want you to tell me, like, what it's like to step into Arrowhead in the fourth quarter when it's 10 degrees outside in a playoff game.
Right.
Like, give me that, because I can relate to that more than I can relate to X, Y, Z banana. This guy's over here open because this safety bit. Like, at that point, I'm like, I don't know that much football. Whereas, like, the two percenters that do are like, exactly what he just said is exactly what's going on. Whereas, like, I'm like you, like, I like, you know, like, I watched a video this weekend of John Madden explaining why Troy Aikman couldn't grow a beard.
That's entertaining.
Yeah, he's right? Like, hey, not only that, he's a blonde guy, and it's tough. He's got a little bit here, but quit trying, Troy, and just go bare.
Right.
And it's like, would this be okay?
And then he probably, I think he circled
he drew it, right?
Yeah.
Entire. He goes, right. He's got a little here. He's got a little
in
here.
Yeah.
It's great.
It's outstanding.
And like, some people find that annoying, but some people find that entertaining. And I think that's the greatest thing about color commentators is that you have your own.
Right.
Like, you have your guy. Like, I think Reggie Miller's great. Some people hate him.
I like Reggie
a lot. Can't stand him.
See, yeah. There it is. And that's the beautiful part about announcing in sports is that you have your guys that you think are good.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you love Ian Eagle.
Love
Ian
Eagle.
There's a lot of people that are like, great.
Really?
Some people don't like Harlan.
Oh,
some people don't like, you know, Mitch.
Yeah.
Like, it is what it is.
Like, I can understand, just, like, every other fan base not liking Mitch. I get that,
some
right?
Some people don't like Nance. They think he's too much. Like, he writes out his master's thing. Well, yeah, but it hits every time.
It really does,
like,
yeah.
You know, like, I don't know. Like, if Justin Thomas wins the Masters this year, he has a brand new daughter. He'll bring that up, and he'll have it all written out or something. Like, that's not probably going to happen. But he would do that, and to me, that's cool because he's doing his homework and putting it together to where it sounds clean, whereas some people would nitpick and say, it should just be raw.
Yeah, but sometimes when it's raw, it's not that good. Like, I don't mind having, like, a couple of bullet points you want to put down there to make sure you get in. It's a big call. It goes for prosperity or whatever they like to say. So, no, I mean, like, John Madden used to talk about, like, here you have the mother bucket and the father bucket, and together they had a baby bucket, and this is the bucket that they're gonna like that's the kind of stuff that gets people
to
laugh.
Me, the greatest thing John Madden ever did was explain the turducken.
Yeah.
He's like, here's the turkey, here's the duck, and then inside there's chicken, and you just whack, it's all good.
I mean, like okay. But that's, you don't remember one play that John Madden has ever quote unquote broken down. You don't remember those things. And that's like been my thing is, you know, in this job over I would say probably the last 5-10 years, you don't remember the sports takes that people have. You remember the personalities. You remember the moments, the funnies, the laughs, the joy, you know, that kind of stuff. You don't remember a stat somebody gave out or a prediction somebody made, but you remember, like, the turducken. You remember facial hair. You remember which bucket's going to be dumped on which coach. Like, those are the type of things you remember. And that's why, for me, sports has trended.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
So far into this analytic realm that the broadcasters are there now. You're missing the boat. You're missing a big portion of your audience when you start talking about analytics and things that 95% of the people that are watching can't relate to. They're looking for a couple of minutes to escape reality. They don't want a damn math lesson. They want to know that these broadcasters are feeling that kind of same moment that we're feeling and that we're living right now.
I think this is a good text from the 816, and we're going to break after this. The commentator is having fun, then the viewer is having fun.
Great text. Absolutely. My professor in college, Tom Hedrick, used to say the game can be bad, but you shouldn't be. And it's some of the best advice that I ever... You have a bad game. Doesn't mean you're bad on the air. You got to have fun, too.
True crime fans will love Crime House True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Every Monday, you'll experience the most notorious true crime cases from that week in history, all linked by a common theme, from serial killers to disappearances to unsolved murders and so much more. Follow and listen to Crime House True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.